Yachlai would have thought to say if so, afilu chola, even if the Eved Ivri gets sick in between, so he doesn't work so good, maybe also when he gets well, he has to be mashlim, finish off 6 years of hard labor, of really working. Talmud learned, but this the pasuk says no, uvashviyis yotza, that he goes out free. So Rashi's mashma, afilu lo yovet sheish leimim, even if he didn't finish a complete 6 years, still it's mashma, by the 7th year he goes out free. We'll soon see. So Amar Rashi's answer is, so who the kasher is, so far, that it says a bereich, where a guy ran away, he has to be mashlim. So what are you telling me now, a chiddush? The master doesn't have to give him a present. Of course he doesn't have to give him a present. He has to come back and finish working for me. So Amar Rashi's says, you know what the pasuk is talking about over here? Hocha b'mayaskina goin sheborach or poga b'yovel. I'm talking about true, this Eved Ivri ran away after 1 year, and then Yovel came around. So Mata Tema, I would have thought to say, Hoyu v'yafug le Yovel, since l'maisi Yovel now frees him, so shiluchem imokarinim bay, this is also called the Eved is leaving you now, that maybe the master should have to give him a present, for le niknis say, and we should not give him a kanas that he ran away before. Mele v'nanik lei, and the master maybe has this mitzvah hanik tanik loy to give him presents. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush over here. No, that since he ran away first, even though later becomes yevo, still the master has no chiyuv to give him presents. Oh mama, what did we just say before? Yochol afilu cholo. I would have thought to say, what's going to be if the Eved Ivri got sick in the middle of his 6 years of working? He was sick for a year or two. So I would have thought to say he has to be mashlim eared up another 2 years later. Talmud Loma, this the pasuk says no. Uvashviyis yetzay, that on the 7th year he goes out mashlim, as long as it becomes the 7th he goes out, even though he did not work a complete 6 years. Afilu chola kol sheish. So Chumar asks, Chorot mashlim, even though he was sick all 6 years, mashlim also he goes out free after 7 years. Fred Gemar Vatani, we learn not like that. For Tanya Cholo Sholosh V'Ovat Sholosh Ein Chayv L'Hashlim. Now there's a minimum, he has to work for at least half the time. At least 3 years he has to work, then even though he got sick for 3 years, he doesn't have to be Mashlim. At the end of the 6 years, he goes out free. But Cholo Kol Sheish Chayv L'Hashlim. If he was sick all 6 years, then Allah Riz, the Eved Ivri, he has to make up for it. After these 6 years, he has to work another 6 years. So Chorot Sestira, like here with Mashma, a Chola always goes out free. So Gemara answers, Amar Rav Sheshes, B'yoyse Maisa Machet. Depends, if he's doing something while he's sick, then even though he was sick all 6 years, that would be enough. He would not have to be Mashlam. So Rashi says, B'yoyse Maisa Machet means B'chol Yov. Shul Maisa Kal, he was doing some needlework for you. He was doing some sewing. So here, Katarna Liel, Kol Shesh Ein Chav Hashlam. That even though he was sick all 6 years, but since during these 6 years he was able to do some type of a work for you, not the hard work, but even though it was simple work, since he did something for you, to Ovid Le Malacha, then he goes out free after the 6 years. Mashenken, where he did not do any work, and then we say only if he worked at least for 6 years, for 3 years. But if he was sick more than 3 years, then he has to be Mashlim. Zemur says, Agufa Kash, I have a steer here anyway. Omarat, you're telling me now, Cholosh, Sholosh, V'yavit, Sholosh, Ein Chayav Lashlim. The case where he was so sick he couldn't do any work at all. But it was only for 3 years. He was able to work for 3 years. That's okay. He goes out free after these 6 years. He doesn't have to make up. Ho Arbo, Chayav Lashlim. Mashmi, if he was sick though, 4 years, 4 out of the 6 years he was sick, Mashmi does have to make up then. Eim is safer. Now, what does the safer say? Cholo kol sheish chayv lahashlim. Since he was sick for all 6 years, he didn't work at all for you, now he has to make up another 6 years. Ho dalet, but the diyik is mashma, if he was only sick for 4 years, he did work at least 2 years, ain't chayv lahashlim, he would not have to make up for it. So chur tzastira. So my answer is hachikom, and this is what the price means to say. Cholo dalet, in a case where the Eved was sick for 4 years, I tell you, nase, it becomes like kemisha chola kol sheish. It's considered as if he was sick for all the 6 years, and therefore v'chayim lahashtim, he has to make up another 4 years of work. In other words, there's one yesod here that where he's sick and not doing any work, if up until 3 years it's okay, but once he's sick more than 3 years, if more than half the time he did not work, He has to make up for it then. If he does not go out free like this, he has to 6 years, but he has to make up for it. Tosfos goes into here, so Shaul, if you're a Rebbe and you get sick, do you get paid or not? When you're not, when you're sick, you can't work. Shaul, if you get paid or not. Right. Tana Rabbon, Kama Manikim Loi. What's this mitzvah Hanukkah? How much do you have, how much of a present do you have to give your Eved Ivri? So again, the Pasha the Pasuk is talking about when the Eved goes out after working for 6 years. After the Eved works for you for 6 years, the Pasuk says, Hanek Etanik Loi, give him a present, Mitzoincho, from your cattle, from your tzoin, your sheep, or Migorncho. Migorncho means from your corn, from your wheat, or Miyikvecho, and that's from the Yikvecho, that's from the wine. Yeah. So, how much of each one do you have to give? So Gemara says like this, Tana Rabbanan, Kama Manikim Loi, Chomesh Loyim Mikol Min Umin, Shehein Chomesh Asara, which is 15 Sloyim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So the Torah says from 3 Minim you have to give him a present. You have to give him Tzoyin, you have to give him corn, and you have to give him Mikvecho from your wine, from your grapes. See, hold, you have to give Chomesh Sloyim worth of each one, which together it's worth 15 Sloyim. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Reb Yudu Oimer Shloshim. No, you have to give him the value of 30 Sloyim from these three things. Kishloshim Shalevet. Just like there's a Pasha of your Shor Hamuid kills an Eved that you have to pay 30 Sloyim, here also you have to pay 30. 30 Shkolim. Reb Shimon Oimer Chamishim. No, you have to pay 50. Kechamishim Sheberchim. That the most value a person has is 50. That's what you have to pay. Here also, out of these three things to give, you have to give 50 shkolim worth. The Omama, we just said, the first sheet there is, Rav Meir holds, Chomei Sloyim Mikol Minumin. You have to give him 5 Sloyim worth of Tzoyin, of Miyikvecho, and of Migorncho. Shehein Chomei Shasor Sloyim. Together it's 15. Divrei Rabbi Meir. For the Gemara of Rabbi Meir, Minyono Osa Lashminam. Like, why does Rabbi Meir have to end off and say 15? We understand that. If you say you have to give 5 from each one, and the Torah says 3, so we know 5 times 3 is 15. Why does he have to end off for us and say it's 15 Sloyim? So the Gemara says, Hokam Ashmelon. Rabbi Meir comes to teach us like this, that Mivtzerhu Deloy Mivtzalei, Mehai Minyona. You can't give him less than 15 Sloyim worth of presents. But, Vibotzalei Mechad Mina. Let's say out of the Tzoyin, you only give him 4 Sloyim worth of Tzoyin. And you give him 6 sloyim worth of migorncho, less lambo, that's also enough. So that's why it ends off 15. That means together it has to be worth 15 sloyim. So even though you're supposed to give 5, 5, and 5, if you give 4 and 6 and 5, that's also enough. Now the Gemara says, my time with Rav Meir, what's Rav Meir's time to say you have to give 5 sloyim? So yalav reikim reikim mebchor. He has Xerah Shava Rekam Rekam from Pidyon HaBen. Ma Lahal and Chomish Loim. Just like by Pidyon HaBen, we know you have to give 5 Sloim to the Kohen. Afkan Chomish Loim. Here also it says Rekam here. So Rashi says, it says, Loi Teshalchenu Rekam. The Pasuk says, you can't Loi Teshalchenu Rekam. You can't send your Eved Ivri out empty. The Pidyon HaBen Siv, Bechor Benecha Tiftav Loi Roa Pona Rekam. It says the word Rekam here and there, just like there it's 5 Sloim, here also it's 5 Sloim. Fred Gemara of Yema Chomis Sloim Mikulu, good, but maybe from all three of them together it has to only be worth 5 Sloim. How do you know 5 Sloim of each one of these three things, the Tzoyin, the Yigarncho and Mikvecho? Ikos of the Mar says Rekam Lipsoy, we would have said Rekam at the end, Kedekarmat, you'd be right, out of these three, give him 5 Sloim worth. But Ashtra Dixir Rekam Resha. Here the Pasuk first it says, Loise Shalchenu Rekam. And then it says, Hanek Tanek Loi Mitzoyncha Migoncha Mikvecho. So as if to say, Shodai Rekam Atzoyin, Rekam Agoyren, Rekam Ayikav. So if to say, put the word Rekam each one of these three things, so each one of them has to have 5 Sloyim worth. Fredi Gemara Venelof Rekam Rekam Yolus Ria. And the Pasha of Yolus Ria also says, Loi Roi Ponai Rekam. And there it's only 2 Sloyim's worth, the Yolus has to be worth. So why do you say 5 sloyim? Maybe only 2 sloyim. On Makron, this the pasuk says here, Asheberachacho Hashem Alekecho. It says you have to give him a present, Asheberachacho Hashem Alekecho. Mashma bracha means more. So if we gadashin more, you have to give him more. You have to give him the 5 sloyim of each one. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Shloishim, you have to give 30, Kishloishim Shalevet. Just like when a shor kills an eved, you have to pay him Shloishim. For the Gemara, my time with the Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda? Is Svara? The Aleph Nesina Nesina Meyev. It learns out Nesina Nesina. Mal Al and Shleshim, Afkan Shleshim. Says the word, Hoch, it says Titin Loi. Here it says you're supposed to give him. So the Mechah Shalom Kecha Titin Loi, it says here, Hoch Siv Hossam, Beniski Evet, Kesev, Shleshim Shkolim, Yitin Ladonov. Says the Ladonov, you have to give 30 Shkolim, it says Yitin. So he learns the Gezer Shava, Yitin, Yitin. Here also you have to give him 30 Shkolim worth of each one of these presents. Fred Gemara, Venelov, Nesin, Nesin, Mierchen. Or if you're learning out Nesin, Nesin, Lenai, make Gezer Shava from Erchen. That there is 50 Shkolim. Mal Alan Chamishim, Afkan Chamishim. So Gemara says, Reb Shimon holds, Reb Yud holds like this. Chod, the one thing is, it's a fasta, Merubal, it's a fasta. Don't grab something too much. But the fasta, more the fasta. If you grab the smaller thing, then you for sure you're safe. So Mele Chu, it says Nesin in both places, by Shloshim and by Chamishim, so he learns out Shloshim. The Yoit, secondly, Eved mi Eved Heved Lemelef. It's more of a time to learn out halachas of Eved. Just like when Yeshua kills an Eved, you have to pay 30. Here also, you have to give your Eved free a present worth 30. And don't learn out Erchin, which does not have to do with an Eved. That's what you disvara. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Chamishim ke Chamishim Sheberchin. You have to pay the present to Eved 50 Shkolim worth. Just like how much the most of an Erech is of a person. The biggest Erech of a person when he's 20 until he's 50 is 50 Shkolim. My Tamayad Reb Shim, what's Reb Shim in Svara? Goma Nesina Nesina Meyerchin. Learns out Nesina Nesina from Erechin. Mal Alan Chamish, just like by Erechin, the most value you have is 50 Afkan Chamishim. Fred Gemara, how do you know to say the most of Erechin? Like there's a whole different, a bunch of Shurim, how much a person is worth at a different time of his life? Maybe it should be the least amount. Oh, only 5 Shloim maybe should be worth. Less, 5 Shkolim, 3 Shkolim. Maybe the least amount of Erech you have? How do you know to say the most? On this Marin says, Hashem Erechu Hashem Lekech Leksiv. Here by giving a present, the Pasuk ends off, Hashem Erechu Hashem Lekech Titen Loi. So no, it's a swear to say, give him a bracha means give him more. So you have a choice where to learn out from, learn out the higher amount. Fred Gemara though, according to Reb Shimon, v'neilef nesina nesina meyevid, why doesn't he rather learn out the svar of a Yehuda's svar? Learn out yitain yitain from an evid. That when Yeshua kills an evid, you have to pay the master 30 shkolim. That's halacha of an evid. See also, when the evid goes out free, maybe also you have to give him a present of 30 shkolim. Mal al and shleishim afkan shleishim. So how do you know to make the drosha 50? And Chodo also what, like there's two svaras, there's two reasons here. To tefasta merubal or tefasta. Like we said a svar before, if you have a choice to grab more or less, you're supposed to grab less. V'yoyd eved mi'eved hevel l'meilof. Also, like these were of you, there's two svaras. There's more mistavrit to learn out halacha ben eved from halacha ben eved. Here we're talking about how much of a present do you have to give your eved when it goes out free. And then we're talking about if a shor kills an eved. So learn out one from the other, rather than learning out from Erechin, which has nothing to do with an Eved. So what's the svar of Rabbi Shimon? So Gemara says, now I'll tell you, Rabbi Shimon, Micha, Micha Gomer. Rabbi Shimon, true, does not make the Gzera Shava from Nesina, Nesina. If the Gzera Shava was Nesina, Nesina, you'd be right. He would rather learn it out from Eved, Shleshim Shkolim, than 50 of Erechin. But rather he learns it out from another Gzera Shava, of Micha, Micha. Like Rashi says, it says, becoming poor. That says the word moch and yomach, both by Eved Ivri and by Erchin. That's why Rabbi Shimon learns out this Gzeirah Shava to say the present has to be worth 50 shkolim. Tomorrow says now, Bishleim al Rabbi Meya, Hainu de Siv Tzoyin Garin V'yikuf. It's very good, according to Rabbi Meya Shita, that you have to give 5 sloyim worth of each one of these. It's good what the Torah said, these three things. The teachers, you have to give him $15 worth, 15 sloyim worth. Like we said before, like Shadai Zereshava, Kol Chod Minayu. You have to say the word Rekam goes in each one of these three. That's why the Torah said it. Elul Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Hait Sain Gurn Vikav Lomeli. It's according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon that they make Zereshava from other halachas. Either by Eved, killing an Eved, you have to pay 30 shkolim, or else by Erchon, you have to pay 50 shkolim. So if you learn out from there, you're like, you don't have to divide it up, 3, 3, and 3. It's a nuskum. You have to give your Rebbe 50 shkolim for a present, or you have to give him 30 shkolim for a present. So why does the Torah have to speak out these three things then? Why does the Torah have to say, ha nek tanik loy mit seinchol mi gornchol mi kvecho? What do you have to say it for? Tomorrow says, ha mi boyle lekatani. We knew what told like we learned. We learned like this. Yochel, I would have thought to say, lo yehei manikim ela mitzoyin garen v'yikov. Maybe you're only allowed to give your Rebbe a present only from tzoyin or garen or else from yikov, from the grapes, from the wine. Minai and the rabbis called over. How do we know you're allowed to give him anything for the present? Talmudayim, the pasuk begins off, Hashem berechu Hashem lekecho. Mashm, anything that has a bracha to what you can give. Im kein, if so, ma talmudayim et tzoyin garen v'yikov. Why does the Torah say these three things then? To give you sheep, to give a goyim of Yikov. Why are these three things special? Loim lo teach us like this. Matzoin goyim v'yikov. Miyuchodim sheyesh n'mechla brochom. These things grow and have brochis. Tzoin gives off. They produce. And goyim v'yikov also. From the produce you eat, it gives brochis. You can plant, you have more. You have brochis from these things. Is afkol sheyesh n'mechla brocha. Anything that could grow and receive more from it. But yosuk sofim. Lafuke money doesn't grow, so you can't give him pure money. That you can't give him. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon Svara. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Yotza Praedus. Rabbi Lezer says, no, mashma money you could give, just a mule you can't give. A praedus has no bracha, nothing good comes out of it, you can't give him a praedus, a mule. Rabbi Shimon says, no, praedus mishamcha megufayu, they themselves as a bracha could grow. The mule himself could grow big and strong, if you use him, he's bechlal bracha. Therefore, he says only suffer money is no good, but mules is good. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, he says no, mules are no good, but money is good. Why? Suffer mavid buiska. From money also you can get a bracha. Put it into business, and more the business will bloom. So you'll have become you got a bracha from the money. Therefore, Reb Lezer's money you could give is bechlal bracha. You can make an isker out of it. You can put it into business. Now, this is Mother Tzrich. I need these three things. I need to say all these three things. This svara, the chud kasher is, just say one of them. And I would know it has to be something that has a bracha to it. Why does it have to say all three of them? Merzadikos rachmonet soin, just sheep, havamina balichayim, ingadu the karkaloi. You can only give animals, but not things that grow. Kos rachmonet gurin, corn or wheat, things that grow also. Because of gurin, havamina gadu the karkim alichayim loi. Maybe only things that grow you can give, but not animals. Kos rachmonet soin. If so, but Yikiv Lomuli, what do I have to have of wine? What do I have to say by the grapes? You press them, the wine. What do we need that for? Some more